everyone, Lainey Savante Wolkin here on September 5th. Where is the year going? Well, we don't know other than fast, but let's check in with Ruth Dreher to see what's happening for the day in numerology for September 5th. Take it away, Ruth.
This month, September is a 9. 9 is about completions. So if there's a change to be made, September is the time for it. Let's also think of September as the month of the heart. That sounds lovely, but it may range from open, loving, forgiving, compassionate to hard, closed, pain in the heart, and everything in between. It all depends on where a person is. Today is September 5, 2015. Using numerology, we add those numbers and they equal 49, but also can be added to 22. Which is written 22/4 and sums up the challenge of a master number. Is it a 4 or a 22? Approaching it today as a 4, roll up your sleeves and get to work. Give some structure or backbone to whatever needs to be done. If you build it well or create a strong foundation, then the 22 gives the potential to create something magnificent. If the number 2 equals peacemakers, 2 of them equals more peacemaking, and altogether 22 is the number wanting to help the world become a community. But start small. First, make sure there is peace in your heart and your home. Then check out how are you with the neighbors, community, country, elected officials. And remember, being a peacemaker takes choice and commitment. For Zeta Global Radio, I'm Ruth Dreher, www.cybernumbers.com.
Thank you, Ruth. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, we have you for the moment, and I wanted to ask you about your Hawaii, upcoming workshop in Hawaii. Let's take a few minutes to talk about that, if you can.
Well, I'm very excited. It's the 24th of September. I jump on a plane and fly, and I end up in Honolulu. And on the weekend, which is that Saturday, I'll be doing an all-day workshop in Oahu. And Sunday, there's going to be playing and fun, and I'm going to show my art. We're all just going to talk. And in between, I'll be doing one-on-one readings. So I work by Skype. Anybody can have a reading, no matter where they are, or by telephone. And I can record it wherever we are, they are, and send it to them as soon as the recording is over so that they have it. And if you want, if anybody's interested in coming, if they'll just contact me at www.cybernumbers.com, or they can call me 903-534-4873. And picture me over there by the Pacific in the sun.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, we'll have also more information. Please check out our Facebook page, and you can also find out more about not only the Hawaii workshop and readings and all the good stuff going on there with Ruth Dreher, but she'll also be coming to Albuquerque the following month, and we'll have more information. Yeah, October 17th and 18th. So more on Ruth Dreher. We'll take a break here and be back in a moment. Zeta Global Radio is proud to sponsor Irish best-selling author of Who is God? You Are, Fiona Fay, in her upcoming teleseminar called The Other Way. Embark on the discovery of you and join us as we connect for 5 weekly calls with a sacred group gathered to open up to the greater potential. This course will focus on finding the missing piece, that's P-E-A-C-E, in your lives and manifesting clarity around your life purpose and clearing the mind of clutter. Registration is happening now. Classes begin September 15th, and Fiona Fay is also offering a 15-minute one-on-one private session for the first 10 paid registration. Isn't it time now you lived in love, joy, happiness, and abundance? Fiona is the perfect guide to get you on your way. To register your spot, please visit the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. So I wanted to get right into our positive news segment for Saturday, September 5th. I am here on my own with this one. Vitaly Safrov will join us next week from the UK. And I am proud to add to our team Patricia Murphy from the US. You know her. She's advertised here on Zeta Global Radio as Sculpt Laser Lipo Wellness, but she also has a lot more to say and is very passionate about positive news. So she is going to join us as a radio anchor. So look for her down the road here. So, of course, we all learned of the passing of Dr. Wayne Dyer this week, and all of us here at Zeta Global Radio wish to also send our love and light to the soul of this beautiful man who has brought so much to so many. He was a self-improvement author and just an incredible motivational speaker. And I think a lot of us have seen this week, we've all had the honor of seeing all these quotes. There are so many quotes going around the internet that I myself didn't even know that he was the author of them. So if you get a chance and you haven't seen them, at least go to drwaynedyer.com. There's lots of great info on there, and I'm sure all of you have been touched or will be touched by this beautiful man's passing. And I also find it really interesting how he has been quoted here about how he did not fear death and really looked forward to the next phase in his journey and his transition. And he really lightened up, I think for me and for others, the process of death and moving on to those next steps if that's what you believe in. So blessings to him. By the way, in New York City, November 14th through 15th, there is going to be a pretty awesome celebration of life. There's a whole gathering put together by his publisher, Hay House. And you can also go on drwaynedyer.com, and there's a whole section there talking about this great epic event if you happen to want to come to New York City, November 14th through 15th. The second news piece I want to share with you, and I'm very proud of this because Zeta Global Radio ourselves are proud media sponsors. You've seen some information coming up about this. I'm going to say a hot ticket item because we're watching registrations just going left and right. But from Ireland, the beautiful Angelic, life coach, motivational speaker. She's a best-selling author of Who is God? You Are. Fiona Fay. She's getting ready to start her upcoming teleseminar called The Other Way, Finding Your Missing Piece. And I just love the play on words because it's Finding Your Missing P-E-A-C-E. And I am a long-time supporter of Fiona. Love her work, read her book, we become friends. I am so excited about this five-week seminar. And what's nice about this is it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can sit back in your home, your work, your office, your car, wherever, because everything's done through a conference line. And it's about an hour and a half each week, and you can check the time zones and see if it's the right fit for you. And even better, if you miss a week, we are going to have all those seminars recorded, so you will not miss anything. And my guess is that this group gathering together is going to be one magically cosmic alignment. And really, if you feel stuck in your life, if you're feeling you want to really hone in on what it is to have your life purpose, clear away the clutter, clear away the things that no longer serve you. This is absolutely the beautiful, perfect divine appointment, I believe. And I wholeheartedly recommend Fiona Fay. She's just completely otherworldly and yet very realistic in what it is to live here and live on purpose. So I highly recommend grab a seat, grab a registration, and there is a bonus offer. I'm not sure where we are yet, but we did have the first 10 registrations, and I've been watching the registrations come in. But Fiona is also offering the first registrations a complimentary 15-minute one-on-one private session with her. And I highly recommend that. I've had many through the years with her, and whether it's 5 minutes or 15 minutes or an hour, she's pretty prolific and can really set you on course with grace and ease. So to register, you'll probably be able to, you've noticed we've also had it on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. So you could register there. You can also go to Fiona's Facebook page, which is Fiona Fay, who is God You Are. And to learn more about Fiona, if you don't know who she is or what she's about, go to fionafay.com. And what's also really nice on her Facebook page, I'm sorry, on her website, is that she gives you a free chapter download of her book just to get a taste of her wisdom. So if you can, check that out. Classes start online or on air September 15th. So register now. Again, there are a few spaces left. We'd love to have you participate. The last exciting piece of positive news I wanted to share with you today is hosted by the Declaration of Consciousness. So mark your calendars. These beautiful people on September 21st are asking you from all over the world, wherever you are, to come together to meditate as one on World Peace Day. So that means wherever you are, you can meditate for a minute, the whole day, and really invoke the intent of happiness, peace, abundance, wisdom for ourselves and for humanity. As one consciousness, we can uplift humanity and Mother Earth so all of us can feel peace together. To learn more about the Declaration of Consciousness, they do have a Facebook page. They also have an actual declaration that you can sign, which is signdc.org. I highly recommend them. They are beautiful people and really invoke the I Am consciousness. And up next, after a brief word from our wonderful Zeta Global Radio advertisers, I am very proud to be bringing to you Jackson Kaguri, CEO and founder of the Nyaka AIDS Orphan Project, as well as Debbie Lang, who is the incredible filmmaker from Caring for the World Films. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster.
Hi everyone, this is Lainey Savante-Wolkin here on Saturday, September 5th, and we have a very powerful show in store for you today. I know that you've been listening to our positive news segment, and we thank you, Vitaly Safarov, for that, and Ruth Dreyer for your fabulous daily numerology download. And today we're talking about people in the world who are doing incredible works. We're calling it the Zeta's Powerful People segment, and we will be doing a series on that, really showcasing people who are bringing their gifts and their strengths and their passion for human rights and really wanting to see the world in a better place brought to the forefront from the work that they're doing. And to start it off right, I couldn't think of a better duo than the two people here that will be telling about what they're doing, and that will be Jackson Kaguri and Debbie Lang. And I hope I said your last name right. Did I say that right, Jackson? Oh, good. Okay. Well, let me talk a little bit more about you before we get into it. Jackson is the founder and executive director of the Nyaka AIDS Orphan Project, which we had mentioned on the show earlier in the year when Debbie, who is the creator and founder of Caring for the World Films, had come on air and told us that she was going to be heading over to Uganda to discuss this project more openly through her film works. And so now that has happened, and we're excited to have Jackson here and a little bit more on his incredible work. He is the creator of the Nyaka AIDS Orphan Project. He's been named a 2012 CNN Hero, a Heifer International Hero, recognized in Time Magazine's Power of One series, and has spoken to the UN about his work. He resides in the U.S., but obviously goes to Uganda to do his work for the Nyaka AIDS Orphan Project. And I'm just thrilled to have you here and to talk about the work that you're doing. And Debbie Lang is also here. Welcome back, Debbie. Welcome, Jackson. Both to the show. We'll talk, Debbie, a little bit more in this segment about what your world was like working with Jackson. And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I thought we'd start with Jackson to talk more about your world before Nyaka AIDS Orphan Project, and now get a better understanding of what life was like before that, what brought you to that, and where we are now, which has now led you to this incredible filmmaker and Debbie coming to all the way around the world to film what is happening. So I'm going to give you the floor and talk a little bit about your world. I'm very excited to share it with our Zeta Global listeners, who we have a listenership in about 50 countries. So a lot of listeners are here, and I'm excited that they get to hear what you have to say.
Thank you, Lane. My story goes way back in a tiny village called Nyakajezi, which is where the name Nyaka comes from. Nyaka, short for Nyakajezi. I was born in that small rural area in southwestern Uganda, raised by a strict father, who is still alive today, and my mother, who also is still alive at 85 years of age.
Nice.
Mom and dad had five children. I'm the last born of five. And growing up in a village like that, we didn't know any world beyond our small village. We grew our own food, organic food. We cooked our own meals, made our own beds, and slept on the mattresses made by hand. We were happy children. We did not think of anything related to poverty as a word, because everything that surrounded us looked the same. But my memories go back to the time when it was time to start going to school, realizing that you don't go to school unless you pay. And born in a family where mom and dad never had a job outside our house, income was not something also we thought about. There were no checks coming in. Dad worked in the gardens. Mom worked in the gardens. We harvested. We ate. We raised the animals. So to go to school, they had to sell animals, chickens, goats, and even land. But my dad would also refused to buy pencils for all five children, mainly because he didn't have money for it. So he would buy one pencil and cut it five times. So all five of us got a piece of a pencil to go to school. I finished school in that village. Being the last boy, by the time I graduated high school, mom and dad had sold part of our land, all the goats, all the chickens. There are no chickens, no goats in Kaguri family. And that is poverty right there. When any man or woman does not own even a chicken, then they say you have really hit the bottom. Mm. But I finished high school, passed my national exams, and went to Makerere University in Uganda. It was at Makerere University that I was introduced to the concept of human rights. Growing up, I had seen injustice surrounding me. I had seen my dad beat on my mom. I had seen many men beat on their wives, and I knew it was not fair. I had seen children drop out of school because they didn't have a fifth of a pencil. I didn't like what was going on, but I didn't know how to think about it, or even what I can do about it, until I was at university and we started studying about human rights.
Let me ask you a question. When was it at what point was HIV and AIDS starting to become a real crisis in the community? At what point in your life were you starting to notice there's something, an epidemic growing in your hometown?
Not specifically in the hometown, but by 1986, I am 16 years of age. 84, 86, in our schools we started hearing there is something called HIV and AIDS. For kids who were lucky to come from families where they had a radio, every morning they would say HIV AIDS kills on the radio. So we didn't know what HIV AIDS meant, but by 88, when I was graduating senior four, we had started hearing what it is, and it was a sexual transmitted disease that had no cure. So by the time I joined the university, I knew about it, and by then Uganda had gone all through with education on HIV/AIDS, so much that when I joined the university, at every boy's dormitory, you got 100 condoms in a box. They distributed them freely to everybody, and I remember all of us looking at it going, what is this, what does it do, and why do we have them? While some of the people knew about it. So the scourge started in the early 80s. It was talked about, but we didn't get to know how deep it was affecting the country until I came to the city.
Wow.
So I joined the university and studied social work and social sciences, but took a concentration in human rights. And that is where I began realizing that actually what was happening in our villages was not just people acting up, they were violating people's rights. So I picked up on women and children's rights mainly because I loved my mother, still love my mother so dearly. I followed three sisters who I also loved so dearly, and I had seen them drop out of school. And dad would not pay their school fees to continue, which was unfair, didn't know what was happening. But that, picking up human rights, I ended up getting a scholarship to Grant Columbia University in 1994 through 96. It was at Columbia University, while I was still studying there, that our oldest boy in the family, Frank, died of HIV and AIDS. And then my sister, the following year, Babazi, in 1997, also passed away because of HIV and AIDS. And that turned me completely to this tragedy and what I can do about it. I moved back to Uganda, started caring for my brother's three children, one boy and two girls. And then my sister had a boy who was born with HIV/AIDS. So I took care of those until that boy also passed away. And it was during that time that I realized actually it is not only the Kagul family that is affected. They were millions, thousands in our village of grandmothers raising orphans. And many of these orphans did not have even a relative left behind to help them. That's how Nyaka was born.
Ooh, thank you for sharing that background. It's so important that what we're hearing is, from what you're saying, millions of people. I know in the U.S. there's been so many years and decades of it talking about HIV and AIDS as being, of course, in the gay community. And as time has gone on, we know it's not just one community. I mean, I also used to do work for AIDS Project Los Angeles, and I've produced many events out there supporting the AIDS community. And I worked with Elizabeth Taylor on one of her AMFAR events back in the day. So I had been around it, and it may have a totally different world out here than it does there, but I don't believe that's the case. I think it's all connected and we're all one. So what's happening there is happening here, but I don't think people know. And that's why this is so important. And I'm excited to get to talking to you and Debbie as well and learn more about how Debbie chose, out of all the things that she can do, is to support the beautiful work that you're doing. And so I think what I'd like to do at this point is take a break and maybe get into the next segment. When we come back, we'll take a two-minute break here, listen to our beautiful advertisers, and learn more about the work that you're doing, Jackson, now with Nyack AIDS Orphan Project, and as well bring Debbie Lang into the fold. We'll be right back. You're listening to Zeta Global Radio. Attention ZGR listeners, are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Welcome to the Natural Awakening September edition on Ageless Living. We introduce different aspects of staying ageless through healing Qigong, sacred sexuality, and spiritual reflections on the reversal of the aging process. We also review the medical benefits of yoga for your health. Pick up your September copy now on newsstands everywhere in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos, or online at naturalawakeningsnm.com. To advertise your events or services, please call 505-999-1319. Here's to your health. Feel good, live simply, and laugh more.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. If you missed the first segment, I encourage you highly to get a chance to listen to our archives of this show. We will have those on our Facebook page as well as our bbsradio.com/ZGR archive. Always there, and it's important you hear sort of the beginnings of how Jackson Kaguri started in 2001 the Nyacka AIDS Orphans Project, and that's what we are talking about today, powerful people making a difference in the world. And we are sharing story about really what's been happening in his community, in his own personal family, and how we've come forward now. And here it is, 2015. This was started in 2001. Has there been a shift in your mind or in what you have experienced, Jackson, in the HIV/AIDS epidemic? Have we gone forward in a positive direction, or where are things from 2001 to 2015?
There has been a huge shift, thank God. Advancement in medication. Now, people who have HIV/AIDS, including my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, are able to take medication and live longer. There has been a shift in technology, knowing what you can and cannot eat when you have the disease. There has been a shift in prevalence rates. The infection rates of people who are contracting HIV/AIDS. By the end of 1990s, this is the great statistic line, by the end of 1990s, there were more than 35% infection rates in Uganda. By the end of 2013, those are the statistics available, that infection rate had gone down to 5.2, single digit. So Uganda is one of the countries in the world that has worked so hard to reduce infection rates of HIV/AIDS. The best example you can have anywhere.
Sure. And do you find that the numbers are growing or lessening in terms of how many orphans are in the project and the organization that you've founded?
So the numbers of orphans, NYACA takes care of children who are orphaned mainly because of HIV/AIDS, but also because of any other diseases. The number of children whose parents are dying of HIV/AIDS is reducing. But when the rates were higher, that number is still out there, though the children are older. So at the lowest level of nursery school children who are beginning, they are orphans, but they are not, the majority of them are not HIV/AIDS orphans. They are, their parents have died of other things other than HIV/AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at students who are joining university this year, we have 14 of them. And the ones in the middle secondary schools, about 85% of them, their parents died of HIV/AIDS. So soon we will run out of work for HIV/AIDS orphans, which is a great thing. And then we continue focusing on alleviating poverty and creating dreams for children who are living in dire circumstances. Debbie will tell you more about poverty levels in this village, regardless whether you are an orphan or not.
Ah, that's beautiful. Well, speaking of the village, I'd love to bring Debbie Lange into the fold here, because Debbie is a filmmaker myself. I always love speaking to fellow filmmakers and really seeing the work that you're doing in the world. You are, with your organization, Caring for the World Films, and I wanted to say .com. I want everyone to take a look at the work that you've done. And of course, you and I have worked together, and you brought forward a beautiful film in the past, Hearts in the Himalayas, and talking about a wonderful organization that goes into Nepal and helps bring medical supplies to remote villages. So this is your world of finding incredible organizations that would normally, I don't know, is it normally not be on the radar, or you're helping them bring things to the radar? Or of course, Jackson, you know, is a 2012 CNN hero, so he is on the radar, but it's the work that you're doing in your company, in your production company, that's really making a difference, I believe, in bringing consciousness to filmmaking. So thank you for being here, and just let's talk a little bit about how you found Jackson and the NYACA AIDS Orphan Project and what it was like going to Uganda.
Thank you. That was all I can say is that we look for these organizations that are under the radar, as you said. Jackson, although he himself is not, I mean, he's got a big spotlight on him. Not very many people dig into actually what he's doing as far as, I don't know, just going in and checking it out and, you know, saying, yes, 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 this is what's going on. So we kind of stumbled across his organization, and we decided we liked what we saw, especially after I read his book, A School for My Village, or Price of Stones, the secondary name of it. And we decided, hey, let's go check it out, see if see what this guy's doing down there.
So how was it for you as a filmmaker to prepare to go to Uganda? I know you've been to Nepal and other places. Was this your first time going to that region in the world?
First time to go to Uganda, first time to go to Africa. And Winston Churchill said, Uganda is the pearl of Africa. And if I could pick any place to go in Africa, Uganda is definitely a cinematographer's dream. It is probably, I'd say, one of the most beautiful countries I've ever been to. And I, you know, encourage any filmmaker, all filmmakers, to visit Uganda. It's absolutely stunning. And the people are just extremely warm and welcoming.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, did you and Jackson, you can chime in anytime here too. Did you all get a chance to meet in the States first, or how was the coming together put together? You know, how did that go?
I met Jackson at a fundraiser. I was actually, a friend of mine asked me if I'd go on his behalf and to this fundraiser, and I went, and I was moved by his story, and I later talked to him about being considered for a documentary. And, you know, Jackson, you want to take it from there?
Yeah, I can take it from there and talk about how you grilled me and get to the organization.
Love it.
After meeting Debbie and her lovely husband, Steve, we exchanged the cards and agreed we could meet next morning for breakfast to catch up on our work. She had read my book and said, I would love to discuss a few things with you. Next morning, we had breakfast in Dallas, Texas. A wonderful place, had some coffee, and she told me what she was doing. And my joy is, wow, what an incredible woman doing incredible work. She gave me a link of what she had done with Himalayas, and I was really moved by it. Then she told me how they go about everything, how they go about selecting organizations, and they had not yet selected an organization for 2016. Then I got on my knees, I prayed to God that maybe some miracle can happen here, and we go through the process of venting us and maybe get something. She sent me an application a few weeks later, which we filled in. Intense process. Finally, God answered our prayer, and Debbie said we have a go-ahead. Up to now, we are not sure whether it will come out, because she continues to vent us. The organization continues to vent us, but we are praying that everything goes through. So far, so good. We are a lucky organization to be working with Debbie and her team.
I love him, Debbie. Good sense of humor. Everything that you do, and you do it with a smile. I love that, Jackson.
Well, and one of the things he didn't say is that he has been approached many times before.
Oh, to film, or approached in what way?
Other filmmakers have approached him to do movies and documentaries about him.
Yeah, we have had a few filmmakers approach us and wanted to do documentary on grandmother's project. And when we said, let's see what we can do, they would send us these contracts with, drawn by the best lawyers in the film industry. And we looked at them and said, this is too commercial. I don't think we want to do it. Our boards have looked at more than four filmmakers who wanted to do something with Nyaka. And we never felt comfortable to move ahead with them. What was unique about caring for the world films, there are no such contracts. There are no such lengthy lawyer negotiations of what we are going to do and how we are going to do it and who have these rights and who will do this. It was genuine. We want to tell the story of children and their grandmothers and what is happening there. That was one striking thing. The second one was, we are willing to go there and sit in the community before we even start filming, so we can learn and gain confidence from the people we are going to film.
Oh, beautiful. That was actually one of the questions I was going to ask, and we're out of time now, but we'll talk about it more in the next segment, was I was really curious to know about the integration process, because so much of this is so personal and connecting with the community and letting them know what this beautiful white woman is doing there and why, and that you come in peace. And I would just love to hear more about those stories. So let's talk about the filming of the documentary in the next segment. We're going to take a small breather here, and we will be right back with more on the Nyaka AIDS Orphan Project and Debbie Lang and the documentary all about it. We'll be right back. Bestselling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher is bringing her wisdom of the Pythagorean system to live workshops and retreats. On September 26th, join Ruth and sound healer Emma Kapu Mitchell for a fabulous getaway on the island of Oahu. The day includes meals, meditations, and Ruth's introduction to the magical and cosmic language of numerology. Space is limited and booking fast. Ruth will also be having her intro course on Saturday, October 17th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Join us in the land of enchantment as we delve into the meaning of the numbers and how our numbers at birth are the blueprint for our life's destiny. Held at the Conscious Event venue Tech Love in Nob Hill, course also has limited seating. First 10 registrations will receive a complimentary 15-minute private session with Ruth to answer that burning question you've always wanted to know. For more information on both of these amazing opportunities to meet and work with Ruth Strayer, please visit our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20% on our next sacred exploration. Sacred Explorations is part of the Path of Samadhi. It takes you on an experiential, spiritual journey to the core of your being.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvidrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, and I'm here on Zeta Global Radio. And I'm talking about the film Sold. We made this film as a tool for change to help end child trafficking. It's been quite the journey for us, and we're now releasing the film in the fall. Right now, we are launching an Indiegogo campaign so that we can fund our marketing and outreach for the film. And you can find the Indiegogo at soldthemovie.com and on our Facebook at soldthemovie on Facebook, and our Twitter is soldmovie. And we do hope that when the film comes out that everyone will see it and help us in this global move to end child trafficking and work with the Taught Not Traffic campaign so that we can keep kids in school until at least the age of 16 when they're 80% less likely to be trafficked. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for listening in to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Wolken, and this is our last segment. I guess I'm going to have to do a part two because I don't think we've barely scratched the surface. Both on Jackson Kaguri, our guest today, with the Nyaka Azor from Project, and Debbie Lang with Caring for the World Films. And she and Jackson and I are talking about the whole world of the documentary she just came back from Uganda on, and what we were just alluding to or just talking about is, wow, going into filmmaking in a different culture, in a new community, and allowing that integration to take place. So Debbie, tell me what that's like. And Jackson, you guys just share what that world was like bringing forward this project.
With every project, we learned as much as we can about the culture and the region we're going into. And so our first thing we wanted to do was learn the language and earn the trust of the locals. And so our team went in. I mean, we felt completely vulnerable because we just didn't know if they were going to like us or what. Because white people there are called Mzungus. And it's quite obvious when you walk the roads, you do not live there.
How many people were in your crew?
Four crew members and me. So the thing that really, really started it off really great is that we learned the language. We learned about 10, 15 phrases that are used in everyday discussions, and to see a white person speaking Rachiga is just outrageous. And then they laugh at us, and they just didn't know what to think of us. And we walked the trails. We walked everywhere we went. Mzungu's white people usually don't walk. They ride. They get in a car. They get on a boda-boda, which is a motorcycle. They don't walk. We got to know the community just by walking around on our feet. And we set up a luncheon for the entire district, for all the leaders, religious leaders, Nyaka staff people. And that made such an impact. I can't even tell you how appreciative they were. And we basically needed to earn their trust before we even started shooting. And so by doing that and talking to all the religious leaders and the community leaders, it really, really, really cemented the project for us.
Now, when you say integrating before filming, was there ceremony done? Were there spiritual connections? What were some of the ways that you bonded together?
Simply by just speaking, just going to them. There was no ceremony. In fact, we asked that they not have any big fanfare for us because we just wanted to quietly come in. And just actually by learning the language and eating a meal with them and listening to them, just listening, they saw that we were there. Our purpose was authentic. And so they were willing to share with us. And they said, hey, you got to go check out this, and you have to go check out this. And next thing you know, I mean, also we had a flying camera. And so we wanted to make sure the community was not afraid of this camera, and we wanted their blessing to use it, and that basically was the glue.
You had a drone? Or
yes, but we didn't call it a drone because drones are illegal in Uganda, so it was called an aerial cinematography unit.
Well, I think from time, since the beginning of time, I think you both can attest that breaking bread together, the communion of one coming together through food and to me, I always think it's ceremonial ritual just to have food and share the different types of traditions and different cultures of specific foods is always the way that brings one together. So just the mere fact that you're trying food that's new and sharing and people are preparing it. I always think in Native cultures, and I work a lot with the Native American community here. I mean, that's always just so ceremonial. So I love that part. I just wanted to emphasize that.
Yes, sharing food is definitely, especially when I was told by many of them that white people never ate their food, and or people that came to visit the village didn't like their food, and so that's kind of insulting to them. So they were surprised when we were willing to eat whatever they put in front of us.
Now, Jackson, were you there during filming, or how did it all come together? I wasn't sure if you were on set or not.
Debbie went there first, then she took her husband there, then she took her other friends there, then she recruited amazing young people to go work. But even her husband, when she took him there, she put him to work.
Ah, way to go, Debbie.
Everybody was working hard, had different volunteer activities, had different tasks to accomplish, and they are now writing reports. Then I joined them. I was there for how long, Debbie? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Therefore,
2.5 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks with other volunteers, two groups of volunteers. My wife was able to be there with me. So I was on set. I got to see a drone in the village.
Oh, I love it. Well, let me just take this moment while we have a few minutes left. I know that it takes a lot to put this documentary together. Where are you at, and what do you need, and how can Zeta Global Radio support you and to further this project along? Because I love you both, and I really want to see this become a major success. So is there a campaign going on, or what's happening in the world of this project?
Yes, we are in the early stages of post-production. We're still finishing up the logging. We do have a campaign to fundraise for post-production, and we've raised a lot so far. But we can always raise more, because the more money we have, the more, the better the post-production process is. And, you know, we have people volunteering to do help us with post-production. So our Indiegogo crowdfunding platform is still up, and you can access it via our website. And we just want you to visit our social media, visit our Facebook page, Twitter, follow us, share our stories, and go check out our crowdfunding platform. And if you got a few bucks, you know, $5, $10, anything, because we have people that are matching the donations.
That's terrific. I always tell people, you know, if you just did one less Starbucks and you took that $5, I'm sure $5 can go a long way in Nyaka. What is the currency? What's it called?
Shillings.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, people here, I know some people who buy a coffee every day, and I love Starbucks, so I was not saying anything against them, but I'm just saying as an example, if they just took one day out of their daily routine and utilized that money for projects like this and to support incredible work, because what I always want to share on this station is that oneness, that no matter what's happening in the world, we're all connected. It's not HIV and AIDS is a project that's happening, not a project, is an epidemic happening over there, and we're fine over here. What I want to share is that what's happening at one part of the world is happening to all of us, because we're all affected, no matter. So I'm always wanting to invoke oneness. But what I was sharing is that if you could just take one daily routine that you can give up and share, like $5, I would think can go a long way in Uganda.
Yes, it will. When you change $5 into Uganda shillings, you get 18,000 Uganda shillings. And for 18,000 Uganda shillings, you will have to work every day for 5 days, from 8 in the morning to 5 p.m. to earn $5.
Wow.
For a week. That means many people who actually have office work will work for $10 for a whole month, 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That means you can send a child to school for 1 month for just that money.
Well, that sure puts things in perspective.
Giving up your one cup of coffee, something at Starbucks. I don't drink Starbucks. But coffee latte, you give up one latte once in a year, you can send a child for the whole month to school.
Yep. The microfinancing alone for these women, I interviewed these grandmothers who are also called Makakas. They, $10, you can provide $10, and that's a microloan for a grandmother to start a business or to expand her business. That is just outstanding.
And what kind of businesses do you see that they're doing? I'm excited to hear about this. I love this part.
Oh, they have handicrafts. They do, do baskets. They do necklaces. They have their own stores. They grow fruit and other crops, and they sell those. I met a woman who has her own hardware shop. I met women that are seamstresses, and want to buy an extra, want to buy one more, sewing machine. Those kinds of things. When these women are independent, they're empowered. They don't have to rely on other people to support them.
Amen. Oh, I just love that. I hope to be able to get a ZGR store growing and developed at some point here to showcase all the different guests that we've had on and all the different ways that we can support these organizations, because I just think that is just profound. And I'd love to see what you just said. You couldn't have nailed it any better, is self-empowerment. And if people are self-empowered, I believe that's a huge start, wouldn't you say, Jackson, to resolving some of the issues we see all around the world. Is start with yourself.
Yes, ma'am. You cannot give anybody what you don't have. So you have to start with yourself, get yourself centered, pray that you have that inner peace, you are content with what you have, then you can move like Debbie did for all those many weeks leave your comfort behind, leave Starbucks behind, and live with people who sleep on the floor, who eat what they harvested, and get to know them. The work that's being done there for 43,000 children living with 7,000 grandmothers can be done by anybody. Anybody can make a difference in their lives. It's the choice we make whether to do it or not to do it.
Thank you. Well, I couldn't think of a better way to end this show, and I thank you both so much for being here and for sharing your talents. I know we, like I said earlier, only scratched the surface, and if we have the opportunity down the road to touch in again and see where things are at with this documentary and how we can continue to presence Nyaka AIDS Orphan Project, you have a fan here with Howard and I at Zeta Global Radio. So thank you both, Jackson and Debbie, for being here, and we'll have more information on both organizations on our Facebook page as well as our bbsradio.com ZGR. Thanks again, and we appreciate you both and wish you the best with everything that you're doing.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great rest of your weekend. I hope we provided some food for thought and some thought-provoking moments here today, and we appreciate you all, no matter where you are in the world, for being here with us. Take care. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio here on BBS, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join us as we come together for your visionary platform for spiritual journalism. We'll be interviewing authors, musicians, filmmakers, and world leaders who are coming together into one accord and sharing a story. ZGR is part of the Zeta Global Group Network.